It's been called the silent thief. Its impact can be crippling, but osteoporosis often shows few symptoms until it's too late. Christine Thomas was just 42 when she was diagnosed with the disease. Nearly a decade later, Christine has written a survivor's guide on how to cope if your bones are degenerating and how to prevent that from happening. It's called Unbreakable, A Woman's Triumph Over Osteoporosis, and she joins me in the studio. Good afternoon, Christine.
Good afternoon.
You start your book with your own story. Can you tell me a little bit about your early days? What happened to you?
About 9 years ago, I was really in a very good place. I was climbing the ladder of success in the federal government. I was healthy. I was cautiously optimistic. My husband and I were waiting the birth of our first daughter. And it was cautiously optimistic because I'd had three previous miscarriages, but I followed doctor's orders scrupulously and gave birth to a healthy baby girl, 8.5 pounds. Unfortunately, my own story was a little bit darker. Because of the complications in the pregnancy, I had 8 weeks bed rest and was on blood thinners. Both robbed me of bone health, but there's also no doubt that I went into the pregnancy with poor bone health. Soon after arriving home, I was bending over the crib to pick up my newborn baby, and I felt a jolt in my spine that nearly caused me to pass out. I had had also a minor fall, both with left me with excruciating pain, and weeks later I was diagnosed with severe osteoporosis and 5 spinal fractures.
That's quite a story, and I know you've spent the last 10 years learning and educating yourself about the disease. What are the latest research developments in treating osteoporosis? Have we come quite a distance in that time?
Yes, and I think what a lot of people don't know is Canada is at the forefront, leading edge. The scientists are amazing. The research is still in its infancy, but they've recently come out with new guidelines for physicians on how to diagnose and treat. And the main change is this. Everybody always looked at the bone mineral density test. They've come to the conclusion that that is insufficient. There are many other risk factors that they plug into a formula now. That can determine not the risk for osteoporosis. The key is what is your risk for fracture. You can live with osteoporosis. It's the fractures that are very debilitating. So they've come a long way in diagnosing and treating the disease.
So those are two different things then. How you may have osteoporosis but not be at risk for fracture, or you're saying it's they're looking at the risk for fracture as the primary question?
Yes, the risk of fracture is primary now, and what they've come to the conclusion in the research is people with low bone mass, the precursor to osteoporosis, sometimes people refer to it as osteopenia, those people are fracturing. And that's when they realized, wait a second, getting a bone mineral density test is not enough. You have to look at all the other factors. It could be medication, could be your age, could be how much you're smoking, how much you're drinking, how much calcium and vitamin D, are you getting exercise? All these other factors play a role in the disease.
So what are the basics of prevention then? You talk in your book about the myths that taking calcium is simply not enough, or getting one type of exercise really isn't enough. Can you give me if for those listening, what are the very basic building blocks of prevention?
Snapshot, sufficient calcium, sufficient vitamin D. Many people know about the calcium. They don't realize you need the vitamin D to absorb the calcium. The right exercises, bone building exercises, those exercises to build the core around the spine. And then look at the bone breakers. How much calcium are you taking? Excess protein, excess sodium, excess alcohol, all of those contribute to bone loss. So you balance between the two.
And can get in the way of calcium absorption.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very interesting. What should people, you mentioned these new tests, you mentioned a new protocol for doctors. What should people be asking and expecting from their doctors when they go to see them about this disease?
Well, what I really stress in the book is you are the one who manages your bone health. The average doctor's appointment lasts 8 to 22 minutes. The rest you're on your own. So in the book and Osteoporosis Canada website, they focus, do your homework, know your risk factors, go through them, know your family history, then go to your doctor and ask the questions because, they need to know the gamut of many diseases. So it's up to you to manage your bone health.
And what age do you recommend people start asking these questions of their doctors? How early?
For women, I would say 40. between 30 and 40, especially if you've gone through early menopause.
Okay.
Because menopause is mean to the bones.
Right. Christine Thomas, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Christine Thomas is an advocate for people with osteoporosis, and her guide to living with the disease is called Unbreakable, A Women's Triumph Over Osteoporosis.